Welcome to the Preferential Treatment this week. My name's Jessie.
And I'm Elise.
And we don't have a guest today, so we don't have anybody else to introduce.
No.
It's very disappointing.
All alone.
We do apologise for not having a show last week, you know, if our one listener actually give a shit. I was working all week, we just didn't find the time to do it, really.
No. Oh well, we're here now.
Yes, we're here now, and you've got our lovely voices in your earballs. And that's what's important. I would like to just give a quick shout out to a good friend of mine, Mr. Josh Ladder. He has a new book out at the moment. He draws comics for a living.
Awesome.
Yes, your dream job. if you would like to purchase this book, it's full of little avatars. I believe both of my little drawings are in it.
I like them. The pirate one's awesome.
Yeah, I love the pirate one. He's actually sending me the original for the cave girl one as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're really good. So if you want to buy the book, go to go to ladderland.com.
Really?
Don't put the www in front of it.
No
www. No www, because it won't work. I've done that before and failed.
I wouldn't mind writing a comic book, but I don't have the patience. I get bored halfway through and stop doing it. So you'd have a half-complete comic book. Although I did do that one for year 12, and the only reason
that
why that's
finished... That one was really good, though.
The only reason why that one's finished is because I had Miss B writing me the whole time. I'm like, finish it! Oh, fine.
Bitch!
I need to find the original, though.
We all need somebody who can do that. She's probably kept it.
Yeah, probably. I should probably hunt it down.
Well, if you'd like, I can ask you. I've got teaching rounds there next week.
Really?
Yeah, I've got 2 weeks of teaching rounds next week. Woo!
Awesome.
Celebrate the end of my holidays, babe. Giving us 2 weeks of teaching rounds.
Oh.
Fucking great. You can hear the excitement in my voice.
Yes.
Do you want to get into it, or have you done anything interesting in the past week? We could tell them about the ROM.
We could tell them about the ROM.
Alright, currently I am writing for hopefully Elise will be too soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm writing for an online magazine called ROM. It's a non-for-profit magazine, we don't get paid for it, but it's a whole lot of fun. We were supposed to go to a gig,
but we weren't feeling well.
On Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were supposed to go to a gig, but the promoter fucked up, so we didn't get in.
No.
The first chance, I've got to say, I'm on the list.
And you were.
And I wasn't on the list, so that kind of sucked.
That was really embarrassing, too, having to walk through the, past the bouncers, like, 6 times.
So, no, it was just a pain in the ass, it was really irritating, so... But, you know, we got to hang out with the editor, and she's really cool.
Yes. And I might have a gig there soon.
Yes, hopefully. I've got a whole lot of CDs to review, so that should be fun. If you want to check it out, go to www.rom.org.au. You can check them out there.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right. Well, should we just get started?
Let's do that. Alright, so the first topic today is things you'd like to try but are too afraid of, and this is from one of our listeners, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Ed from the Keith and the Girl forums.
This took me forever to think about.
It did. I was sitting here staring at her.
I just wrote some really, really stupid ones. First one's serious, though, skydiving. We all know that I'm afraid of heights, but I don't know, skydiving just seems like the thing that everyone does, and, you know, at a certain point in your life, you go, I'm going skydiving. Yeah, okay, fair enough. I wish I would.
I reckon you probably would try it, I reckon.
A lot of people have told me that it's a lot of fun, and I've had a friend who's afraid of heights tell me that it actually doesn't feel that bad.
Well, no, it wouldn't, because you don't... Like, it's going to sound stupid, but you don't have any ground to really judge the height by.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not afraid of flying, because it doesn't look like a distance.
While you're free-falling, I reckon while you're free-falling, you'd be right, but once a parachute comes up...
Comes out, yeah, then I'll start freaking out.
Yeah, because then you've got the impact of the landing.
I'm getting sweaty palms thinking about it.
Alright, number two.
Number two, spicy food. I'm a big wuss when it comes to hot food. I mean, my dad gets the hot Hungarian salami, and I freak out when I put one on my bread and it's hot.
You know, I actually really like the Hungarian salami.
I do like Hungarian salami, but mild.
We have dogs in the vicinity, and one of them just choked.
You wouldn't
on the table.
Get that at Triple R.
No, you would not get that at Triple R. But you'd also get better sound at Triple R. forgot what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. And, like, all the time, every time we go to Coles to buy the salami, they sold out of the mild one, they only got the hot one. I don't want the fucking hot one! Do I look like I want my tongue burnt today?
I went to a friend's house once. She invited all these people around. She invited me at the last minute. But they were doing a kind of make a meal of your ethnic background. Me being Anglo, you know, I had nothing to bring. But
bangers and mash.
A meat pie in a wrapper. But they all the people that were there came from backgrounds that were known for spicy food, so I'm sitting there going, I can't feel my tongue, but fantastic.
I think Sam just farted.
Really, did he?
I think so.
Well, he's pointed in your direction, so that's not going anywhere near me.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Maybe he's been eating spicy foods.
Oh,
number three.
Learn Russian. It just sounds like a very dangerous language to learn. Plus, if you go to America and announce you know Russian, you're probably going to be on a list as a communist.
Probably.
And with that hat that I just bought, my funky
Russian. Did you get
Russian
it yet? Hat,
it hasn't come yet. And I just realised yesterday that it's got a CCCP badge on the front of it, which is the Soviet
party. Soviet party. Yeah, like I said, you can probably unstitch it.
It's probably just a pin. You can just untack it out.
Yeah, but if it's embroidered in, you can probably just...
Yeah, it wouldn't be that hard.
Bring it around, I'll do it. Next podcast, if you've got it, bring it with your arm.
Oh, I will. Through.
All right. Number four.
Number four, learn to ride a motorbike. Not so much the riding the motorbike that frightens me. It's the way my dad would kill me if he knew that I rode a motorbike. Because he rides a motorbike and recently had a very severe accident.
Oh, did he? When?
Like a year and a bit ago.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Mm. But, it wasn't on the road, mind you. It was in our driveway, backing it into the garage. He got his leg pinned between two, the carport pillar and the motorbike and shattered his, I think it's his tibia bone.
Well, my dad had a really, really bad accident when he used to ride motorbikes. And the problem was it was a brand new bike, and it was a very expensive brand new bike. It was a very, very nice one. It was very big, though. It was a, it was Kawasaki something, rather. And he was at a traffic light, so he was going through it, and the lady in the car ran a red light.
Aww.
And he broke his collarbone, and his helmet was broken in half.
Damn. Yeah. At least he was wearing a helmet.
Yes. Well, he would have been dead if he wasn't. But all that was actually left of the bike was, like, the motor, the cap on the motor. That was the only thing that was left. He still got it, I think.
Well, my dad's bike, only problem with it, you know, pinning his leg between
your
the
dad's couple. Got a Harley, though.
Harley Davidson. Beautiful Harley. I picked it out for him. It's blue. It's beautiful. He drove me to school at least four times on it.
Cool.
You know, when it was the perfect timing. It was just when the train came in and everyone was pouring into the school. I rock up on a Harley.
Nice.
Everyone was looking like, yeah. If anyone was going to notice me at high school, I wanted it to be that exact moment. And then everyone forgot me.
Aww. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No.
Somehow.
If everyone knew me, it would have been that freak. That freak in the girls' unit.
Yeah. Hey, it's a lot better than being the freak in the co-ed like me.
No.
Oh. You see, me, my mum's got the convertible.
Yeah.
And my mum drives my sister, well, she won't for the next 2 weeks, but my mum drives my sister to work, to school in the convertible on Friday mornings.
I had a friend in high school, if you remember, whose mum had a convertible, and she drove me over the Westgate Bridge on it, and my hair, being the luxurious blonde, down to my, you know, size that it is, was just one massive knot by the end of it. And she's going, oh, are you sure you don't want a hair tie? No, it's too late. It's already tied itself up.
Oh, no, I really like mum's car. Like, if I had have had the money when I got my car, I would have gotten a convertible.
That's nice.
Other or a car with a sunroof. Oh, I've got to show you the other car we got.
All right. Awesome.
Got it the other day. All right, number five.
Oh, yeah. Number five, I think a lot of people might feel. It's being the only one I know at a party. I wouldn't mind the experience of meeting new people. It's just the, you know, not knowing anyone there. And kind of sitting in the corner going, shit, who do I start with? Do I mingle over there?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I wanted you to come with me when I had the gig thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anyone who will go see the band Mammal. They're called Mammal. When I see Mammal, I think of that song.
A lot of the people there looked like they might be into Opeth, if any of you understand that.
I don't even know what that is. Opeth, is that one of your Switzerland bands?
I think they're Swedish, but they're the kind that sometimes do melodic or sometimes do that grungy deep voice thing.
Yeah, they're kind of scary looking people.
Yeah. Well, that's why I didn't want to go to the International Film Festival launch by myself, because, well, yeah, I would have known the editor, but I've met her once.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd still be in that kind of... It's also a matter of, if you're caught in a conversation with someone that you really don't like, if you know someone at the party, you've got this kind of, like, code thing where you scratch your head or whatever.
Yeah.
Please save me now. If you're alone, you've got nothing like that.
I really did want to go to the film festival opening, but I was just... I would have been useless. Like, I wouldn't have been able to do anything. I can't function if I've got migraines.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And completely useless. So there wasn't any point.
Oh, well. In the past now. So, on to your top five.
My top five. Number one, bungee jumping. I'm not scared of heights. I'm really not scared of heights. The only issue I have with bungee jumping is that I'm paranoid that my ankles would be broken by the...
Yeah.
Because, like, you're falling and you got
you're plunging to your death, but you've just got one
thing
attached to
you. You've got a rope attached to you around your ankles. And you're falling and you're going fast and you just... you stop and then you bounce back up. It's going to hurt your ankles.
Yeah, I've got the horrific Looney Tunes image in my head of the, you know, the Wile E. Coyote doing the bungee jumping, but the cord's too long and smacking his head on the ground and then the rope's still falling. I've got that image in my head.
Well, no, I don't have that issue. I don't worry about that. I just worry about my ankles getting hurt.
No,
I've got reasons, because things that would only slightly hurt somebody will hurt me so much more.
That's a good point.
So, yeah.
All right, number two.
Number two, commitment.
Commitment?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I just I don't know if it's... I'm so much scared of it as I don't see the point in it.
No.
It's more fun not committing to that.
There are a lot of people who... I'm not surprised by it. There are a lot of people who say that they're not really in for a long-term relationship. I would be, but I have such a bad track record with relationships that I haven't really had a long one yet.
I've had some long relationships, but, like... I think if I was actually committed to somebody, I don't think I would have such a long relationship. I think that's the problem.
It's the being...
It's getting bored with people. I think that's what it is.
Stagnant.
I get bored with people.
Like
no.
Yeah, fair enough.
Unless they spice it up a little bit.
Not with spicy food, though.
No, not with spicy food. Number three, fitness regime. I'm too scared to start a fitness regime.
I'm too scared to get fit. I need to, but it's the pain and the afterburn, of, like the next day, where you can't lift your arms over a certain height.
Well, you know, if you exercise a lot, you don't get that.
You don't get that, but well, you get that mountain you got to get over.
The thing is, though, is that, like, before I got sick, I was training for the marathon, and I was doing quite well, I will say. I was doing very well. But once I got sick, it's just... If I do, like, 10 star jumps the next day, I'm sore all over.
Yeah.
My whole body is killing me. If I go to work for 4 hours and I just... All I'm doing is standing there, I'm just... My whole body just aches. And it's just... It's not fun.
Well, my dad got one of those Stairmaster machines, and I used it. But the first time I used it, I put it on the hardest setting. Woke up the next day, my thighs were in so much pain, like I'd been raped by an elephant.
I like that analogy. That's a good analogy right there.
Oh, no. There was no pain like this. I couldn't even walk out of, you know, fear of destroying my limbs.
Jesus. Yeah.
I'm okay now, but, you know. And no, I have not been raped by an elephant. Don't be alarmed. I don't know why I said elephant.
She was raped by a hippo. Number four, I'm scared of not drinking.
Okay.
Like, just because, like, you know, you get home after a really long day and you just want to sit down and have a drink.
I can't remember...
sit down and have a drink.
I can't remember who he was talking about, but Andy Hamilton from News Quiz
was
talking about a comedian, and he'd always go out with a drink of some sort of scotch or whatever. And Andy had suggested to him, why don't you go out sober? And the guy went, what, and face them alone? I like that.
Yeah,
but
maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's a companionable thing. I don't know. It's just, you know, I've got like, a little bit left in my bottle of gin next to my bed, and I haven't been able to drink it because of the meds, and it's just driving me nuts.
I've noticed recently, I only drink when I'm around you.
You say that on
something.
Every podcast,
yeah.
Maybe.
But I find that really interesting, because I will not drink unless
well,
I'm around
other
people.
Well, we only had a beer the other night.
Yeah. That went straight to my head.
Did it?
Yeah, the first, like, couple of minutes, I'm going, okay, walk in a straight line.
I don't think it really mattered, because I think Rack was doing all the talking.
Yeah, I kept nodding at her and going, okay, so, don't nod too much, because you're actually getting vertigo.
Whoa. I gotta get some beer to take with me down to the country. God, I gotta think before I talk.
Right, is that number four?
Number four. Number five is curry, along with the whole spicy food things. I don't get it. I don't like, you know how some curry, I don't know if it's a curry, it's a sauté, it just tastes like peanut butter.
Mm.
Can't stand that stuff.
Well, it's, yeah.
And it's spicy, and it tastes like peanut butter. It's disgusting. I mean,
my mum's into making the curries and things, and the Indian food, and she makes tacos, but with the spicy taco mix. And so you bite it, and you go, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, it's spicy taco. Do you mind? I'm like, mouth
is
on
fire. Yes, I do fucking mind, you twat. Get me a glass of milk.
Yeah, and water doesn't
help. I
just
called your mum a twack.
You did.
Twat.
Twat.
Twack. What the fuck's a twack?
You twack.
God, I'm sick.
It's basically a twat and a quack.
It's a doctor who you don't like.
Yeah, really don't like.
Like my doctor.
Hey, your doctor's a twack.
Alright, topic two. I just turned the page and I don't have the number topic two.
I noticed that.
What number topic two is? Alright. Number topic two is favorite books.
Books. Okay. Number one for me, without a shadow of a doubt, I keep saying that way too much, but it's true, Dracula. I read that when I was, I think I was 15, and I was buying books for the next school year.
Yeah.
And they were having a special on all these books, and Dracula was there. My dad kept going on and on about how this was the, you know, one of the best books, and now I would like it, being that, you know, I'm that kind of person. And first I went, what do you mean that kind of person? And I went, fine, buy it for me, I'll read it. 3 months later, I hadn't read it yet. He goes, just read it, okay? I read it and could not put it down for, like, even 5 minutes. I had to keep reading it,
Actually read Dracula.
Oh, it's...
I think I started reading it as something else came up.
You can't claim to be one of these vampire fans and have just read Twilight. You have to
Twilight go... Twilight aren't even vampires. Can we stop putting them in the same category?
Yeah, but, you know, people come up to you and say...
You know what they are?
Do you like them? Yeah.
They're jewelers. That's all they are. They're fucking jewelers. And they're just... They're the ones that hang out in, like, black markety kind of dodgy areas with the coat full of watches. They're like that, except all over their skin.
Scalpers. But, you can't say that and not read Dracula. Mm. You have to read it. And that's, you know, if I had to tell any of you anything, it's read Dracula. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, Bram Stoker didn't do anything else as near as good
can
as
I
that.
Can I borrow your copy?
I've got, like, 3 copies of it.
Well, can I borrow one of your copies?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. You can borrow my awesome copy.
Sweet. It is a very awesome copy. Number two.
Number two. I'll say it in a French accent because, you know, someone will kill me if I don't. Notre Dame de Paris. That was really shit. But Hunchback of Notre Dame by Victor Hugo. Again, another book that I couldn't put down until I read it all. And I cried at the end of that. That was so depressing. If you've only seen the Disney
version...
If you've only seen the Disney version, no way...
Does the gypsy die?
Yeah.
Oh.
Spoiler alert there, but I should have said that before I did.
I don't want to read it.
It is so depressing. Oh my god. He just, by the end of it, I was in tears, and Dad's like, what the hell's wrong with you? Sad book.
I don't want to read it, then. No.
I need to read a happy book to make me happy.
I like the gypsy, because she's got a cute goat.
Mmm. I love the goat. Although, Victor Hugo does tend to go on little, like...
Tangents.
You're like, hang on, no, go back, I want to know what that was about.
It's like reading Ross Noble.
Ha! It's influence there. Okay.
Number three.
Number three. I've written Anne Rice's Memnock the Devil, but that's just because it's the last one that I read. Basically, every time I read something of hers, it's that latest one that I've read is the one I love the best. She did the Vampire Chronicles, like Queen of the Damned, Interview with the Vampire.
I haven't seen that one.
If you like the movie Queen of the Damned, you'll love the book. Because it's a combination between two of her chronicles, Queen of the Damned.
Is it actually the same? Is the movie...
Some of it is a bit, you know, they've changed it a bit. But there were two of her books... The Vampire Lestat and Queen of the Damned, and they've just morphed them together.
Yeah.
But they're so good together.
Is the movie, is it like, what's the word, is it loyal to the books?
Is it faithful?
The movie? Yeah, faithful to the, that's the word.
The Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt Interview with the Vampire was much more faithful to the books than Queen of the Damned was. Queen of the Damned made Lestat seem as though he was a kind of fame-obsessed rock star, but he was...
I don't know if he was fame-obsessed, though.
You know, he wanted everyone to love him. In reality, the Lestat that Anne Rice writes about is this... He's sort of a lonely figure that just wants people around him. He doesn't want to be alone for the rest of his life, and that's why he comes across as some kind of manical narcissist.
Mm.
He just wants the attention because he wants someone there for him.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I have read a lot of Anne Rice, by the way.
Right. I just put down Anne Rice. I'm not going to write the name of the book.
Alright.
Number four.
Number four, The 11th Hour by Graham Bass. I think, you know, any Australian kid... Actually, that was during a period of time when every... Like, you know, when Australian illustrators of children's books were, you know, world-renowned.
Mm.
But Graham Bass's 11th Hour, I was obsessed with that book. Because you could read it, and then you'd have to go back and, you know, try and figure out who ate the buffet. And then you have to go back again once you found out and find something else. The book, you know, it took me like a year and a half to actually completely... finish
the whole
thing. Yeah. That and, you know, every... Like, his attention to detail was awesome. And, you know, the animals are pretty cool.
Animals are always pretty cool.
I love
them. Except for the one that farts on the table.
Yeah, Sammy. I smelt that one last time.
Sammy. All right. All
right.
Number five.
I'll just say, really, you know, quickly, Wind in the Willows, because it was the first book my mum read to me.
Plus, it's a good story.
It is a good story. And I always loved the Wind in the Willows movie. I think they it was also called Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. It had most of the Monty Python people in it. You know, it had Terry Jones as Mr. Toad, and it had Michael Palin as the son. That was the most awesome movie. Palin. And Eric Idle was Reggie.
I love that movie. Oh, that'd be good. I think I've seen that.
Stephen Fry was in it, I think.
If he was, he'd have to be the badger, though.
No, he wasn't a main... I think he was a judge or something in the trial. Mr. Toad's trial.
I was watching an episode of Bones and Stephen Fry was in it.
He was in it, yeah, I noticed that.
I was watching it, I don't really like Bones that much, but there's nothing really else on TV. I was like, Stephen Fry! And I've watched the rest of the episode.
I've gotten really giddy, I have to watch Wind in the Willows when I get home.
Alright.
It was one of those movies I saw when I was really young and was obsessed with. Like the, Adam West and Burt Ward, Batman. It was so bad, but I'd seen it so many times in my childhood.
Yeah.
It got me every time when he was attacked by the shark. I went, thank God for that shark repellent spray.
when I was in like primary school, when we first moved down here, Mum bought The Phantom Menace for us on video.
Oh, yeah.
We watched that movie every single day when we got home from school. Like, I'm not joking. And I watched it, I was a big Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
But I wasn't so much a Star Wars fan. I was a fan... Oh, so am I. But I was a fan of, like, Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
And what happened after, between Phantom Menace and the second movie. Like, movie straight after that. There's a whole series of books on it. And it's
Clone
really
Wars,
good.
Yeah?
No, Jedi Apprentice.
Oh, yeah. The Clone Wars is in between 2 and 3, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or it's...
I don't know.
No, I'm sorry. 3 and 4.
It's a TV series.
He really screwed with our heads with the numbers.
Yeah, he did.
No, I saw,
But no, let me finish my story. I read all the books. Well, I didn't read all of them. I read the vast majority. I read about 17 of them. Right. And then I watched The Phantom Menace again, and I was just bawling my eyes out when Qui-Gon died. Ugh.
I remember seeing that.
I'm a big fan of Liam Neeson.
Yeah, we are.
He's sexy.
I remember seeing The Phantom Menace. It was the millennium year, 1999-2000. I was 10 years old. And the Sun Theatre every year puts a children's movie out in the middle of the street on a big screen.
Oh,
and we
awesome.
Watched The Phantom Menace there on New Year's Eve. That was the best New Year's Eve I think I've ever had.
Well, we saw Phantom Menace in the... We actually did see Phantom Menace in the cinemas when we were in Mildura.
Yeah.
But my sister got a nosebleed while we were watching it.
Oh.
So we had to take it home. It really sucks. Oh, no, we didn't take it home. We took it up to my mum's work, which is just around the corner, which wasn't actually all that close. Unless you're like... You know, 10, and it's not really that far. How does it work? How do distances get shorter as you get older? I used to be so much more willing to walk places.
It used to take me like half an hour to walk to my primary school every morning.
Yeah.
And I found out it was a 5-minute walk when I was about, 16. I'm like, wait a minute, that's really close.
Well, I suppose it feels like a long time, but like it didn't feel that long when we walked up. Because if anyone's been to Mildura, and if you haven't, please do not go, and if you're there, leave. It's like, it's quite... big for a country town. It's
one of the major ones.
Yeah, it's quite big, but like, God, it's horrible. But they have like America, like they have like the street numbers are like 4th Avenue, 5th Avenue, 6th Avenue.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, but like the one going one way, the numbers, and going the other, the names.
So yeah, it's like New York.
Yeah.
Alright,
so my ones. My first one would be Obi Newton, Baseball Comedy. Just because it was the first book I ever read by her. And it's amazing. It's really, really good. If you haven't
read it.
You should so read it. I was going to buy a copy today. But the only problem with Isabel Carmody is she can't finish a fucking series. Right? She's got... There were supposed to be 4 books. There's now 5. And the 5th one really, really sucked.
Yeah.
And she started another season halfway through writing the Obi Newton Chronicles called Legend Song, which is a really good series, but there's only 2 of those books, and I don't think she's writing another one. But, like... She's such an amazing writer, but it would really be nice to get a little bit of closure.
You
need that closure.
You'll be proud of me. I've started writing.
Yay!
Finally! Elise has been talking about writing and finally started it yesterday when she was home in bed sick.
Yay, we're both novelists. High five.
High five. And it will, you just remind me of that, because it will be 3 books. I'm not going overboard or anything. They're going to be 3 books.
I don't know how many mine's going to be. I think it's going to be 2.
It'll either be 1 long-ass book or 3 of them.
I only wanted to make mine 1 book, but I think it's going to be a little bit more.
Yeah. I like the idea of a trilogy. You put one out, and if everyone likes it, then you bring out another.
Yeah, so don't just fuck it. I don't give a shit. My second one is my second one is my guilty pleasure. It's a book that I picked up for $5 at a news agency for getting rid of their books. And, like, I picked it up and I thought it was going to be one of those crappy romance-y kind of things. But I picked it up and I read it. And I have read it ever since, every year since I bought the book, except this year because I don't know where my copy is. I think I lent it to somebody and give it back. Yeah. But it's J.V. Jones, The Barbed Coil.
I haven't read that either.
It's really, really, really good. Like, really, really, really good. It's not so literally, it's not very good, but the plot, like, to make me read it year after year after year, I've read it at least 6 times. And I think one of those years I finished reading it and I'm like, oh, I like that, I'm going to read it again. It's just the plot, it just keeps you hooked. Like, every time you read it, it keeps you hooked.
It's like, it sounds like me with Dracula. I've started reading it again.
The only book I've wanted to read again that I haven't is Lord of the Rings.
I lost my copy. I've still got my dad's from, like, the 60s.
I've got one upstairs if you want to read it.
No, I want my own copy, you know? Just my own...
We've got...
Beautiful copies.
We've got 2 copies, yeah. I think.
That's one I didn't put on my list, Lord of the Rings. Oh, well.
I don't know if Lord of the Rings really qualifies as one of my favourites. I mean, it was a really good book. Mum made me read it before. She wouldn't let me see the movies unless I read the book.
Yeah, I read, I read it when I was 14.
I read it when I was in grade 6.
I read The Hobbit when I was in grade 6. I like The Hobbit.
I can't stand The Hobbit.
You don't?
No, I don't like it. I probably should have read The Hobbit first.
I read The Hobbit first.
Then I would understand who Bilbo is and who Gandalf is. Make a little bit more sense. But I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah.
Number 3, probably one of my all-time favourites, Ragtime by E.L. Doctorow.
Again, haven't read it.
Every person I meet, I say, have you read Ragtime? No, go read it. It's really good. Mr. Whitney made us read it during... made us read it during literature in year 12, and it was fucking good.
You seem to have read a lot of good books in lit. I'm really kind of
you should
annoyed
have done
that
literature.
I didn't do it.
Did I tell you that you're supposed to do literature?
I'm doing it now.
Did you do
uni.
It?
I have to read Virginia Woolf as well. Yeah. And
we were supposed to.
Shout out to The Perfect Ten. I have to read Waiting for Godot now, and I'm not going to be able to get through that without Professor X and Magneto's, you know, in my head.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you so
Phil.
Much for that. I opened up and
who was the one? Phil Jupiter's the one saying that shit.
That you know, just that really pissed me off. Now I'm like, oh, God.
I told Phil Wilding that you like Jupiter's better than him.
I didn't say that.
I know.
You evil cow.
Hey, you know.
I love all Phils. Anyone named Phil, I love you.
Well, I reckon it's really weird that I know a guy called Phil Wild and
that
got
is
Phil
weird.
Wilding.
I'd never heard. Yeah.
Like Phil Wilder and Phil Wilding, it's just really quite
That's
weird.
Strange.
One of them's Australian, one of them's Welsh.
And we had drinks at, what was it, Wild Oscars?
Oh my god! Oh my god, it's all coming together. Everything to our podcast is going to have Wild in it.
All the missing links are coming together.
This is kind of creepy. Alright.
Where were we?
let's continue with the podcast, shall we? Yeah. Number 4 is Will You Please Be Quiet, Please, the collection by Raymond Carver. Who Elise doesn't like him.
I hate Raymond Carver. I can't believe you like him.
I love Raymond Carver.
Not only did I have to read him for literature for modernism, I had to read Elephant and that pissed me off that so much, but I had to watch Jindabyne for film studies, which is based on a Raymond Carver
story.
Yeah,
but the actual story is actually really good. The movie's quite shit.
Jindabyne is so crap. Oh
the movie
God.
Is crap, but the story is really... I think you gotta read the right stories, I think. I'll lend you my collection. They're really good.
If anyone out there is wondering what Jindabyne is, it is the epitome of Australian drama, which
it's really
has
shit.
Gotten so bad of late. It just follows all the same roads about death and, you know, the kind of struggle we have with the indigenous population, which it didn't need because the Raymond Carver story did not cover
that. Yeah, it doesn't even have anything to do with Aboriginals. But at the same time, the short story it's based on is about 5 pages long.
Yeah. What the hell do they do?
Well, look at Minority Report. Minority Report was based on another six-story short story. It was about six-page short story. It was seriously, it really wasn't all that long. But they have to have filler.
Yeah, but... And
managed... Tom Cruise... Tom Cruise is horrible.
But just going back to Jindabyne, because, you know, don't get me started on Tom Cruise.
Mm.
They managed to make me not like Laura Linney. I've liked Laura Linney in a lot of things that I've seen her in.
But
and
like
I've liked
Laura
Gabrielle Byrne in a lot of things I've seen her in. And I've really liked the actor John Howard. The guy from Always Greener. He is really good, and I hated that film so much.
It was a bad story, but the movie... No, sorry, it's a bad movie, but the story is actually really good. The only thing about the story that really pissed me off is that I thought that the female character in the story took it way too far.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I didn't like Laura Linney. Mm. She just really, like, she was so disgusted with it, and I kept going, well, who are you to judge it?
The fact that you didn't like her, I think, kind of shows how good her acting is.
Yeah, good point. Mm. Well done, Laura Linney.
Because I really didn't like the character. But Raymond Carver is one of the only male writers that I've ever read who actually gives females a really good presence in stories.
That is a good point.
I mean, I don't think that's a good thing. I'm 100% not a feminist at all in any shape, way, shape or form. I think all feminists should die.
I don't think I am, but, you know, in that realm.
Well, kind of it's just the fact that his writing is that good that he can adapt it to female or male.
That's, and he doesn't just do woman stays at home.
It's not so much the stories that I like about him, it's his writing style. His writing style is very mature, and it's very clever.
I can see where you're coming from, but it's the kind of... He just does a really tiny snippet, doesn't explain what's happened fully, so you don't really have an idea about what's going on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all the characters have something about them that's really unlikable.
But that's the point. No, the point is that they're all the average people. Everyone's average, and if they don't have something wrong with them, what can they write about? And they don't always have something wrong with them either. It's not always like that. It's actually really good. I've got to learn to do that. I reckon
with what you've said, you might like Ian McEwan's Saturday. I've got that.
I do like Ian McEwan. I've read some of his stuff before.
I'll lend you Saturday. Right. You might like that.
We should do books more often. This is fun. My last one is The Wizard of Earthsea by Ursula Le Guin.
I don't remember that, but I have read it. We read it in Year 7.
We read it in Year 7. We're now both in second year uni.
It was a while
So it was a very long time ago, but I still have my copy of this book. Yes, and so do I. Most of the classes didn't actually do it because everyone thought it was too hard.
At that time, Year 7 was not a good time to do Wizard of Earthsea.
Why? It was a fantastic book.
It was. I think
I read it 3 times that year.
I think with what the book was focusing on and the kind of idea behind it, maybe Year 10.
I think the fact was is that the morals weren't so... The moral that the book's trying to show isn't so... It's not so transparent.
It's convoluted a little bit.
Well, like, if you read books like Dougie...
Dougie, that's what you do in Year 7. That was easy to read. Dougie was horrible. Wizard of Earthsea would have been better in about Year 9 or 10.
I thought Wizard of Earthsea... When we were a little older. Wizard of Earthsea still is one of my favourite books. I had actually read the first chapter before, and I think I might have done it in Mildura. I think I may have read that first chapter in Mildura. Because I knew the chapter, I was reading it. The first time I picked up the book, I was reading the chapter, and I'm like, I fucking know this. I think we might... Because I was in the Gifted and Talented class when I was in primary school in Madura.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, because I was fancy pants. So I think I read it before. We read a really good book. If anybody knows the name of this book, right, it had a talking tiger, and it was two kids with a talking tiger, and they went to another world or something like that. It was fucking... But it was a tiger in a safari suit, if I remember correctly, which I probably don't. It was a really good book.
$10 says, you'll find it, you'll reread it, and it won't be as cool as you thought it was.
No, we actually read really good books in that. We read, it was Home, Come Home or something like that, which was, it was a story about three kids who their mother abandons them in a car parking lot.
Yeah, charming.
And then they leave and they try to find her.
No.
And they go, like, they travel everywhere, they go, like, it's a really, really good book, you should really read it, it's literally, it's not 100%.
Yeah.
But I read it when I was in grade 3. It's a really good book. And I will still say, I've reread it a couple of years ago. It's still a good book.
I read a few good books in school, but it wasn't what was designated by the school. I got put in all these kind of... You know, you had book clubs where you pick a book and you read it? I got put in all the clubs that read Seven Little Australians, Lord of the Flies, every time. So I actually had a better image of what we read in school.
Well, when I was...
I mean, Dougie was...
Yeah, Dougie was fucking horrible. Year 8, when I went into my first English class in Year 8, I went up to the teacher and I said, I'm not reading these books. And she said, why? I said, I've already read them, they're absolute shit. I actually said the absolute shit.
You were a daring 13-year-old.
17, I wasn't even 17, I was probably about 12.
I said 13.
Oh, I was 12, I'm younger than you.
Yeah.
And I just said, I'm not reading them, because they were really shit books. Like, A Gathering of Shadows, or whatever the fuck that book's name.
Gathering of Shadows is depressing.
God, it was...
They're all depressing.
They're really horrible books. And I said, I'm not reading those. And so she said, what do you want to do? I said, I want to do The Gathering by Isabel Carmody.
Although...
So she let me do The Gathering. She adapted the exercise for me. She was a really good English teacher.
I will say, though, that The Kite Runner and 1984 were probably the better of them.
The Kite Runner is really good. 1984 was alright. I did not like The Kite Runner.
I like The Kite Runner.
The Kite Runner was too slow in too many places.
Once it picked up speed, I thought it was really
good. It picked up speed like twice and then it dropped. And then the end was alright.
I didn't like the ending, but other than that, it was
too slow for me.
Anyway, yeah, we really should do books more often.
We should. That was a really good topic. Well, I don't know about you, if you guys liked it or not, but we did.
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I did. It's weird not having another person.
Yeah, someone who's sitting there going, right, okay. Yeah, everything I say.
Quote Fox. Alright, topic 3 is, hang on a sec.
Things
you hate but everybody loves.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, what's your number one, lady?
My number one for this is the crappy vitamin water that everyone drinks. Everyone goes...
Space piss.
It tastes like weak cordial. And I've just read somewhere, don't ask me where because I can't cite my sources, there's just as much sugar in a thing of vitamin water than there is in Coca-Cola.
That was on the Perfect 10.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Yes, it was. They called it space piss. Maybe you didn't hear that. No, maybe it was the audiobooks that had that stuff in it.
I've only been listening to it for, like... I haven't been listening to it for as long as you.
Well, I got the audiobooks.
I should borrow them off you. But no,
you can't.
No, I can't.
No, they're on iTunes.
Oh, well,
I bought
you.
Them for iTunes.
Anyway, yeah.
They only cost like $5. Buy them, you lazy bitch.
Anyway, yeah. Changing the subject. Vitamin water tastes like crap. I had it once, and I just couldn't. I had to give it to someone. They're going, I don't know why you don't like it. It's really tasty. And, you know, it's better than buying...
Yeah, tasty like sugar.
It's better than buying, like, a bottle of Coke. Well, it's about the same.
Yeah, but it doesn't have caffeine. Oh, yes, it does have caffeine. It has caffeine and guarana in it. It's even worse than a bottle of Coke.
I prefer to buy iced tea. Iced tea is fantastic.
Well, I can't drink Coke that's got caffeine in it.
Well, I don't drink Coke anyway, really. Because you need to brush your teeth, like, 2 seconds after.
Yeah, it's a bit like coffee. Leaves a bad taste.
Yeah.
Number two,
the Jonas Brothers.
Nobody actually likes the Jonas Brothers, so you can't actually quote that.
Then why on my Facebook have I got so many people going to see the Jonas Brothers, love them, blah, 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 blah.
Because they think it makes them seem cool, but it doesn't.
They look like... Did you see that picture of their Madame Tussauds wax works? You couldn't tell the difference between the two. Not because Madame Tussauds is really good at making wax figures.
Because they look like wax figures. They're horrible.
They're handsome, but... with darker hair and an indifferent era and had slightly...
Oh my god, that is the best ever analogy for them. They're like Hanson.
And they're not...
Mind you, I found myself singing a Hanson song in the kitchen the other day.
Well, I had one song.
And it wasn't even Mbop. It was, it was on the same album as Mbop was. It was...
See, I only knew Mbop.
No, it was... Oh, I can't remember what the name of the song was, but I sang the whole thing. I remembered the lyrics, every single one. I haven't heard that song in so long. It was really weird. I do like Hanson still. That's my guilty pleasure.
Well, no. Okay.
Oh, no. Actually, I had a story about Jonas Brothers.
Really?
There was a chick on Oprah yesterday. Right? I don't watch Oprah, but I flicked onto it because it was a break in SVU or something. I just hit the back button on my control. And there was a chick on it. And there was this kid on it, and she was co-hosting with Oprah. Sam Shush. And she like Oprah Winfrey was like, so you like the Jonas Brothers? And the kid's like, yeah. And she's like, and I've heard you really like Taylor Swift. Oh my god. This kid, she probably likes Miley Cyrus as well.
Can I add two more to my list?
Yeah,
Sam, go away.
Stop it. Settle down.
Can I add like a 2 A, B, and C?
Yeah.
Jonas Brothers, Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, anyone who looks like they've just come straight out of a factory.
What did Mikey Robbins say about Taylor Swift? She needs to get over it.
They all do.
Seriously,
my god.
Now, one of the Jonas Brothers is engaged now, apparently.
Really?
Because that was top news.
No. No, they all... Who makes these people? They all
look the
same.
Disney Channel does. Disney Channel
they
makes
made
these
that,
people.
They made the girl from Heroes, who I don't hate, but, you know, I don't really feel anything.
Hilary Duff was a Disney Channel
Hilary
kid.
Duff.
Shia LaBeouf was a... was a Disney kid.
They're all the same pretty little things that, you know, have sweet little voices. And
they don't have... Yeah, Hilary Duff can't sing for shit.
Well, you know, she's got that ootsy-cootsy little, you know...
She was on Ghost Whisperer the other day and she almost died and I wish she had.
That's what's annoying about... Because, you know, that's what annoys me about music, ladies and gentlemen. We get really good bands like UMI who don't get... you know, a contract or anything, because American Idol, Australian Idol, whatever, you know, cuts their contract so they could have not only the winners of the show, but the 8 losers. And it's the same thing with the Disney Channel.
No, sometimes Australian Idol and stuff like that, they do have some good singers on those shows.
But that's not the way
it's
about getting it.
No, that's
You've
not,
got to actually go through the process to fully understand
well,
it.
Well, no, if you You heard of, you know, Rockstar Supernova, yeah?
Yeah.
I go on about all the time. They have some of the really, really fucking good singers on that. Good, really good singers, really good musicians on that show. Right? Duke Cartel is still unsigned. Duke Cartel, they toured with fucking Rockstar Supernova. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's
it
my...
It makes little, no sense. Anyway, that's my rant.
Seriously, just go listen to some good Aussie music, because we do have some good Aussie bands.
Powderfinger, not Silverchair. Not okay, Silverchair.
The Living End, Powderfinger, Little Birdie, Dallas Crane. If you like AC/DC, they're a little bit more melodic.
AC/DC.
AC/DC.
Duke Cartel.
Duke Cartel.
Dallas, the Deadly Cheetahs thing.
Bernard Fanning as a solo artist.
Oh, Bernard Fanning's fantastic as a solo artist.
We have some good music, and, you know, just go look for it. That's my little rant for the day.
All right. Let's
move
on.
What are we talking about?
No,
oh, yeah. If you thought that was a rant, wait for this. Things I hate, but others love. Twilight. We brought it up before.
I don't think we should go on a rant about this.
No, I'll just explain that I had I was talking to a friend about how much I like Dracula, and she said, well, you should read Twilight. You know who you are. You're out there listening. I know you are.
Yeah. Isn't that creepy?
Yeah.
She's that one listener.
And it's also creepy. I just went, you know who you are.
Yeah.
Freaky girl. No, she's not freaky. I love her. But still, bad choice. I actually suggested this to another friend, and I regret it now because she made me go see the movie. And that was so bad. I mean, Robert Pattinson is cute, but they made him look really ugly. He's
too
thin.
I don't even think he's cute.
He's too thin. That's my only problem with him.
Tobey Maguire is too thin.
I haven't seen him lately. But no, she recommended me. I read the first book, went, that wasn't that bad. And then stupidly read the other three, hoping it would pick up, and it never did.
I read the first page of Twilight, and I got so frustrated. You know, it's not even the story that gets me irritated. Like, seriously, it's not even the story. Like, I can deal with fucking sparkly vampires, whatever the fuck that is, but it's the writing style that gets me.
She didn't...
I read the first page. The very first page, it was probably only half a page because it was the start of a chapter. Just the mistakes, grammatical mistakes, the sentence structure, it makes no sense. Really bad.
You know what my theory is about that? I've been telling everyone that I possibly can.
She's Mormon. She believes in God, that therefore she can't write.
No. The Americans wanted the next J.K. Rowling. They wanted something just as big as her.
Well,
the only difference
it.
Is J.K. Rowling took, what, like 15 years to write Harry Potter?
No, it didn't. It just took... She released it 15 years and then the second...
Oh, well, you know,
took 15 years for people to realise it was actually out.
Well, I read an interview with her. She grieved once she'd finished The Deathly Hallows because she'd spent so much time... Sad.
That was our Sam yawning.
He's not agreeing with me. She spent so long writing these characters that, you know, she actually grieved at the end of writing books.
Well, you wouldn't have any...
Stephanie Meyer, what the hell did she do? Oh, we'll have two characters. We'll have some other people. And, you know, she even didn't even, you know...
There's nothing behind it. There's no...
Even when fans were asking
her... There's no passion about it.
Even when fans were asking her things like, you know, oh, you say that your vampires only have venom, but how could Edward get an erection at the end of... You know, because they have sex at the end of it.
Hang on a sec. So, they're snake vampires.
They're snake vampires. They only have venom. Seriously. But
they
then someone
venom.
Said... Yeah, all they have is venom.
How do they have venom? They're vampires.
The venom, you know, makes you the vampire. I don't know.
No, oh my god.
But yeah, the
I'm sorry, I'm cutting this conversation short right now. I'm moving on to the next one. I'm sorry.
Fine. Well, if you want to hear me rant, just email me. And
email her and she'll send you a rant. I'm not talking about
I will
about
write
anymore.
You a rant, okay?
I'm not talking about it anymore.
Number four should be pretty short. It's self-explanatory. Boob curtain shirts. You know those weird things that girls wear where it's fitted around the tits to make them look really bouncy? But then it just hangs down after the bust.
Yeah.
It makes every girl who wears them look pregnant, and I look horrible in them, so I don't like them.
Plus, oh, hang on a sec.
They look like something Sammy. That the,
You keep talking.
Well, they look like something that the Disney kids would wear. It's just... They look horrible on anyone who wears them. And for some strange reason, everyone loves them. And people wear them with those tights that some girls shouldn't wear. You know, the
Lots
ones...
Lots of girls shouldn't
wear. With the muffin tops.
Yeah. Including us, she probably shouldn't wear.
I don't, but I wear them around the house.
They're
I don't
comfortable.
Wear them out.
They're comfortable.
Yeah. They're not outside.
I wear them to uni. If I can't be bothered putting
if
jeans
on. If I've got
on.
A skirt on over the top, then I'll wear them. But other than that...
Oi! Sorry, our dogs are fine.
Really,
we probably should have closed the doors, but you know.
They have more energy than we do, do they?
They do. They've got a new toy and they're fighting over it. It's a polar bear that squeaks.
Ooh.
Currently, the Labrador has it and our staffy puppy's following her, so...
Oh, that's so entertaining.
Number five.
This seems like a complete contradiction to everything I've said, but hating things once they become mainstream. You know, everyone's...
Yeah, just, you realise that that is completely contradicting everything.
Adding on to that, I hate irony. Well, look, no, things become popular, and then once, you know, everyone goes, oh, we love them, suddenly everyone just goes, oh, no, I hate it. And then that becomes the thing to do. Well, you get some people who, fair enough, deserve the right to become popular. I can't think of an example off the top of my head for some strange reason. Kevin Rudd. There you go.
Hating Kevin Rudd, yeah, that was stupid.
That is a perfect example, because everyone loved him during the election, because he wasn't John Howard. That's probably why most people voted for him.
But you know, you see, the
but now everyone's going, oh, he's a smug bastard.
The only reason people don't like him, though, I reckon, personally, I think, is because they had to blame someone for the global financial crisis.
Malcolm Turnbull kept doing that.
Michael Turnbull is a fucking... What did I say?
You said Michael Turnbull.
Oh, Michael...
He's lesser known brother.
Malcolm Turnbull is the biggest fucking twat this side of the...
Fair enough, he's the leader of the opposition, but...
You know, I will tell you right now, right, next elections, I'm voting for Labour.
Oh, I did. Oh, you didn't vote.
I was an 18.
You weren't 18. I voted for Labour, and I'm proud to admit that. No, fair enough, Malcolm Turnbull's the leader of the opposition. You're supposed to argue everything that Labour says.
Not absolutely everything. Jesus.
And not without putting forward some of your own ideas.
Well, seriously, what he does, right? You know, Kevin Rudd will say something, right? Say, Kevin Rudd said it was white. Malcolm Turnbull said it would say it was up.
Yeah.
It's like... It doesn't make any sense. He's completely insane. I don't like him. I don't know.
The global financial crisis, I don't know exactly what the quote is, but he said, oh, Kevin Rudd is, you know, pushing some of the blame on the global economy instead of taking it as his own problems. Well, he didn't do any of that. He didn't start the global financial crisis.
No, technically, they started the global financial crisis. If you're looking to blame anyone, it should be the Liberals.
Yeah, looking at it, we started to go a little downhill when the Liberals, yeah, the Conservatives, I think you call them coalition, when they were in power, things started to look a little shady. But the fact that it's called the global financial crisis should be an indication that it's not Kevin Rudd's fault.
It's not the Australian global financial... No, Australian global... It's not the Australian financial crisis.
The national financial
crisis. Well, no, because we've actually done quite well, though. Because we've loaned money out to other countries, which means our dollar's gone... Why are we talking economics?
I don't know, but fair enough, Labour have a pretty bad kind of track record when it comes to the financial side of politics. But so far, Kevin Rudd has done pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had a shitload of things to work with.
Yeah. Well, no, what's really shitting me is that he hasn't done anything. People are saying that he hasn't done anything with the Aboriginal things. He promised to do it.
He said
there's only so much people can do.
I'm taking...
He's only been in power... He only said sorry a year ago.
I'm not going to say much about this because, you know, there's not a whole lot... This is really thin ice to talk about this.
Yeah, it is at the moment.
You can't really say... So I'm just going to say, look, he's doing as much as he can. Just, you can't...
There's only so much he can do.
Yeah, and, you know, there's always going to be someone who will either take offence or not take it the same way.
Well, people are complaining... the reason people are complaining, though, is because he's only built 80 houses.
He's done something.
No, the thing is, though, is that they're building in really remote areas.
Yeah.
Right? They have to get everything up to these really remote areas. It's not like they can just cut down trees randomly. You can't do that.
No.
And, like, they're building places in remote communities where Aboriginals actually need houses, and it's just so... People irritate me sometimes.
Look, this is one of those areas where I actually try and avoid talking about because, you know, there's always someone that might take offence, so if I have, I apologise, but...
By the way, Kevin Rudd's our Prime Minister.
Yeah, that's
I just realised who our audience is.
oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Rudd is the Prime Minister of Australia, not John Howard anymore, the fucking Muppet. And hopefully Malcolm Turnbull will not be.
I think Sam wants to be the Prime Minister of Australia.
You'd do a better job than the Coalition, wouldn't you? Yeah. Then again, we do have Midnight Oil.
You realise when you stir him up, he gets a little bit sillier.
Yeah. Then again, we do have Midnight Oil as our Environmental Minister. We should move on.
We probably should.
That's my top five. That went on from hating things that become mainstream.
My top five is a lot more fun.
Not as politically driven.
No. Number one, vodka. I've never been a big fan of the vodka.
I like vodka.
Well, you see, I don't dislike any alcohol. I love them all equally. But if I was going to say my least favourite, it would definitely be vodka.
I like vodka martinis, and only a little bit more. I love saying vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
Well, you see, everybody, everyone loves vodka though. Like everybody does.
It's no. I just think, people who say I like vodka usually when they're younger they like the pre-mixed drinks, the Alco Pops.
But still, like when they get older they'll start drinking like they'll start mixing their own stuff and they'll get like vodka Smirnoff, shit like that. See, I prefer to have gin in all my drinks rather than
like
vodka.
Gin,
I love gin. God, it's nice.
I said I don't like Jim. Jim, if you're out there, I'm sorry. I've never met you, but I bet you we could be friends.
My number two is taking photos. A lot of people now are obsessed with taking photos. I mean, like, I do like taking photos, but at the moment my sole camera is my phone. Shortly, hopefully it won't be. I'm playing by an SLR.
I'd take photos, but I don't have a reflection, therefore don't appear in the shots.
Because she's a vampire. Not really.
No, I hate having
considering
a
it's
taken.
Not a reflection that works as an imprint.
Yeah, good point. But I hate having my photo taken.
I don't mind having my photo taken. It just irritates me sometimes when people are like, oh, take a photo, do this.
This is just growing up with an amateur photographer for a father who every 5 minutes will go, don't move. No, don't move. And you're going, what? What does he mean by that? And then he gets the camera out and you're going, oh, God, photo. I look horrible. Please don't.
I don't mind having photos taken of me. It's just taking the photos. Like,
I'd rather take the photos. I hate being in the picture.
My number three is doing things. I'm not a big fan of doing
things. Fair enough.
Like,
glad someone said it.
I like sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah,
like watching TV and knitting. That's my ideal day.
Not even that. When I was a kid, I was sick. I was homesick a lot because you know I'm quite often. The word fragile is used around me a lot. I'm quite sick. I'd spend all day in bed just daydreaming. I don't even have the TV on. I can spend all day doing fuck all and I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, like, you don't always have to go out and do things.
Just because
I'm
not reading a book or
doing
something.
My mum is absolutely the worst at it. She can't just sit down and watch TV. She has to sit down and crochet. Or she has to... She's at home, she has to clean, or she has to do something. It's really irritating. It's the same thing.
Sometimes I have the TV on and I'm not watching it. That's it. What's on? I don't know.
Yeah, if I knit and have the TV on, I generally don't pay attention. Apart from when I was watching Marley and Me. And I started crying.
Aww.
It was sad.
Movie.
Well, we've got an old Labrador. So, you know.
Aww.
It's a bit sad. Number four, sleeping naked in the summer.
Things
it's
you
not,
hate that everyone loves?
Well, no, it's not so much sleeping naked, but like, I can't stand sleeping under a sheet.
Yeah.
It's
and
just,
it's a bit
really
awkward if you're
flimsy.
Naked.
No, no.
With
no
sheet on.
No, like, I don't... If,
and someone walks in.
I'm alright if I'm naked with someone.
Yeah.
Then I don't mind. But if I'm naked by myself, under a sheet, not a big fan.
If it's really, really hot, you know, and you've got a really flimsy sheet, you know, being naked under it, you're just going, oh, you know, the air is going everywhere. You don't have a shit. You don't have a sweaty, like, t-shirt on. You're clinging in all the wrong places.
Yeah, but you see what... I don't know. I think it's... I like being wrapped up in all warm. That's why I want to go to England.
Yeah,
so
I do like that better.
Be wrapped up and be all warm.
I do like that better. I hate being in bed when it's, like, 30 degrees at night.
Well,
but, you know, when you finally find that position that's really, like, you know, cold and you just... Because I occupy as much of the bed as I possibly can. And, you know, sometimes if you have to be naked to let the draft go everywhere, fair enough.
I don't mind. I don't like it. It's not...
I painted a really ugly picture, I just realised.
It's not horrible.
Of me, yeah.
No, it's like, I don't... It's just... I don't know. I like being wrapped up and I like having...
I'd rather be wrapped up, but on hot nights, you know, it's... You gotta
my room gets
things.
Boiling hot. My room gets so ridiculously hot, it's not funny.
Yeah, I understand that.
Number five, goats. I don't like goats.
You don't like goats?
I don't like...
I don't know many people
eyes.
Who do like goats.
They have weird eyes. I don't know, I thought goats... Just, like,
there used to be someone who...
My dad's scared of goats.
You'd hate this, but there used to be someone who lived in Spotswood. Mm. And they didn't have a lawnmower, they just had a goat tied to a piece of string that ate the grass.
I don't mind baby goats. Baby goats are cute. Or cartoon goats. Cartoon goats are cute as well. But real goats have funny eyes. It looks like the eyes are being turned sideways. That's what it looks like. It's really weird.
Well, I... You know...
That was a sad sneeze.
Well, I don't think it's things you hate that everyone loves. I don't know many people who love goats. They love eating goat, but maybe that's it.
Who likes eating goat? Apart from Greek.
I like a bit of lamb every now and then.
But lamb is sheep. Not goats.
I don't know. Goat's cheese, maybe, then.
Oh, I like feta. But you're not eating goat, though.
You're still eating something from a goat.
I suppose. Alright, well, that's all three lists, all 15... 30 things.
And that took only 55 minutes. You got yourself a bonus rant every now and then, though.
Yeah, we did, and we were a bit off topic today, so we do apologise for that.
We're making up for a missed week, so...
Yeah, I suppose. So, you know, you get extra rants and extra off-topicness, so that's our apology to you.
And if you really do want to hear me rant about something, I was probably only joking, but I probably could fit a few lines in.
Yeah, email us. If you want rants, email us, or you have ideas for topics.
Yeah, more importantly, topics.
Yeah, because we need some more topics, because we've got one for next week, but we don't have one for the week after. So make sure you email us at preferentialtreatment@gmail.com. Or you can go to our blogspot at www.thepreferentialtreatment.blogspot.com.
Alright.
I just got a quick shout out to Sunderland Beta, who I was talking to on the phone just before we started this, and I told him I would. Would you want to give a shout out to anyone?
No, I don't have friends.
Aww. and thanks to Ed for this week's listener topic.
Yeah, thank you, Ed.
Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
It was a good topic.
It was hard to think of, but
Ed's really cute. If there's any cute girls in England who listen to this, email us and I'll hook you up.
All right.
All right, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.